Hey there, sweetie. Welcome home. What's wrong? Didn't expect to see me sitting on your couch today? I know, I was supposed to have debate club today, but considering my attendance record, I think I'm allowed to get at least one meeting free. I think they can get along without their president just this once. You see, there are more pressing concerns for me today. And as much as I like getting into some friendly arguments, I really wanted to be here. You look perplexed, like it's strange that I would show up in the middle of your living room instead of not strange. Maybe you think of me as a stranger now. It's true, we haven't seen much of each other lately. Or rather, you haven't seen much of me, have you? I've been keeping a close watch over you, though. Yes, I have. In fact, aside from books, watching you is pretty much the best entertainment I get. You know, it's fun seeing what you get up to, even when you're just doing something mundane. Like, you know, I like imagining I'm there with you, talking about how my day's been. It soothes me, yeah. At this point, I'd say I know your habits better than you do. You shouldn't be surprised that I knew you'd be all alone today. Parents gone away to attend a conference, sister all studying abroad. I couldn't hope for a better opportunity. No one here to stop me. No one to get in my way. Don't be silly, cutie bear. Did you really expect to keep me out with such a shoddy lock? That was a piece of piss. Though, I will say, I'm impressed that you aren't naive enough to keep a key under the doormat. Really made my work for it. Yeah. You still seem confused, though. You're usually such a perceptive young man. It's one of your best traits. Oh, well. I guess I'd be a little shocked, too, if I were in your shoes. So let me clarify a few things. I'm here to make sure you fulfill a promise. Does that ring a bell? No? I figured you'd forgotten. Actually, you'd better hope that's all it is, because if I find out you consciously broke our promise, the consequences will be severe. But enough of that. I'm very willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Poor boy. This is distressing you, isn't it? To tell you the truth, I didn't want it to be this way. See, I prefer to use more sophisticated methods when possible. Unfortunately, it's come to the point where I feel that using brute force is the only option I've got. Tell me, cutie bear. What happened to us? I still remember when we spent every second of every day together. We were inseparable, a dyad. I considered you my best friend. I thought you did too. There's one day in particular that comes back to me every so often when we just stayed in my room and took turns reading to each other, remember? It was fall. Air was brisk, the trees were vibrant outside my window, and you wore that t-shirt that I love. The soft, yeah, the white one with a Nirvana concert, 1985. I felt so peaceful, like everything was right in the world. It's a memory I treasure. You'd think a bond like that would be unbreakable, that nature simply wouldn't allow it to sever, but then we grew up, and you started to drift away from what, I don't know, it was slow and then more quickly. And now we've entered our senior year and you hardly even acknowledge my presence. I try to talk to you, to get you to come along when I go out with my friends, but every single time I do it, you dismiss me like I'm nothing. I'm not fucking nothing. I worked hard my entire life to make sure I was someone worth noticing. But if I didn't become useful, I thought that meant I was letting down the people I cared about. And you know what the fuck? Oh, fuck, I gotta start over. Take two.